The Kempire is brought to you by...
It wouldn't be a Kempire Radio podcast without us talking about your dental health. I've been telling you your dental health is so important for your heart health. So one of the ways that I make sure that I'm taking care of my teeth is using my water pick. I hate flossing. I don't know about you. Flossing just doesn't work for me and I forget to do it and I don't want to do it. So I use a water pick. A water pick is the best. And I'm telling you, just a couple of weeks of using it right before my last appointment made a huge difference in my gum health. Check out the affiliate link in the description of this episode for my favorite water pick. And since we're talking about teeth, let's talk about my Quip toothbrush. I've been using it probably like three, almost 4 years. I love Quip. It's a toothbrush that tells you how long you should be brushing your teeth. No more singing happy birthday in your head. It will let you know how long you should be brushing your teeth, when you should switch from one side to the next, up to the bottom, all of that. And they have replacement heads for a subscription service. For a referral link, check out the description in the episode.
You're listening to The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. It's been a while, but it hasn't been that long. You had an episode just a couple of weeks ago. Let's talk all the things, hot topics, BravoCon, and more. All right, before we get into BravoCon, my experience, all the behind-the-scenes tea, and some of the stories that I did not get a chance to talk about on YouTube. But before we do that, we got to first talk about Wendy Williams. It's been a while. You know, I feel like this has become every time we do a podcast, we're talking about Wendy Williams. But Wendy Williams reportedly has been in rehab for the last couple of months, even before we reported that she was in rehab, according to People. All right. So now her representative is saying that she's back and she's better than ever. Okay, publicists say this stuff all the time. But according to The Sun and other sources, they're saying that Wendy Williams is in no condition to sign contracts, to even do business deals, which is not what publicists, people that are working for you, want people to hear or know, because that means you're not viable for work. But my main concern, and all of you have been saying, is that she just works on her sobriety. According to multiple reports, they're saying that she has a severe addiction issue. And that will be a journey for her to get over. It's not for her to get back to work. Here's the thing. Wendy Williams and the success of her radio and deals there, and also the success of her daytime talk show, has afforded her retirement if she really wanted to. She doesn't have to rush back to work. But if you know and love Wendy Williams, then you know her work is her love. Her work is her love. In the Hollywood Reporter expose, one of the executive producers says that, you know, I think it was at like a Christmas party. They said that, you know, she loves doing the show, that this is her passion. This is all she had at that time, especially with everything happening with Kelvin, his baby mama, and all of that. So Wendy Williams lives and breathes working. But sometimes when the universe tells you to slow down, take time for yourself, you better listen or you will get knocked upside the head. Excuse my French. So we have that update in regards to Wendy Williams, but we also have some other better news. Beyonce is definitely going on a world tour. So last weekend during her Mama Tina's annual wearable art gala, where all the people show up, especially her daughter. Sidebar, congratulations to Solange. I don't remember the exact record that she broke, but she was like the first black woman to compose at the New York City Ballet. I think I got that right. If I didn't, I apologize. But congrats to Solange. We don't want to forget about Solange is great in her own right. And I love the fact that her mom and her sister always show up for her, and they were there as well. Wait, was Solange at the Wearable Art Gala? I don't remember seeing her, but she could have been. She could have been. Solange just comes out when she wants to come out. Well, Beyonce, too, also comes out when she wants to come out. Everyone's been waiting for Act 2 and Act 3 from her Renaissance project. I'm waiting patiently, but there had been news that she was going to be doing a world tour, an arena tour, next year. And she seemingly confirmed it. I mean, basically, because literally, if you paid the price of $150,000 to be a part of this auction, you could win tickets to be a part of the world tour. It's a whole situation. You get two tickets to go to that. You get a personal tour from Mama Tina backstage. It's all the things. And it's like $20,000 it's worth. But it confirmed what people were reporting, that Beyonce is going on tour next year. And I have to go see her. I've never seen Beyonce up front and personal. And I definitely want up front and personal. And I already know what that means. Okay, it's okay, Beyonce. I will do it for you. Regardless, if I didn't go, those tickets will be sold. So Beyonce's going on tour, but another anticipated performer, Rihanna, officially, at the time of this recording, will be coming back. She has a new single, which will be from the Black Panther movie that's coming out in November. Her new single comes out this Friday. It's called Lift Me Up. And I believe, personally, that this will be a single from her own project as well, hopefully, because people have been waiting on a Rihanna project for a very long time. But I grew up in a time when Rihanna was putting out albums every single year. So part of me was like, I'm glad Rihanna took a break. I'm glad Rihanna's taking the time to create and do all the things that she wants to do, including create businesses and brands and become a mom. So I'm not rushing Rihanna, but I am excited to hear this song Lift Me Up. And I'm excited. Congrats to Rihanna. She will be headlining this year's Super Bowl. Here I go talking sports again, but it's a Rihanna concert, really. She'll be headlining the halftime show this year. And I believe it's going to be very good. And I know a lot of people were talking, oh, possibly it'll be Taylor Swift. But Taylor Swift says she doesn't want to do it until she re-records all of her albums. But honestly, Taylor Swift is cool. I haven't listened to the new album, but I prefer Rihanna. Let's be real. And I already know, Rihanna has hit upon hit upon hit. And you know she's going to be premiering new music. Not sure if that means we'll have a new album by the Super Bowl. I'm hoping. But regardless, if you do the halftime show, all of your catalog just goes through the roof. On iTunes, streaming, all of it. Not that she needs it, but it will do the same. And for those that didn't know this, because still people don't know this, you're not paid for the Super Bowl. So rightfully so, because your catalog literally does so impressive. And if you've ever written for Rihanna, you're like this. Shout out to The Dream. Oh, goodness. And shout out to, I can't think of her name. She wrote S&M for Rihanna and a couple of other songs. Shout out to Money Long. AKA Priscilla Renee, longtime friend of Kempire Radio. Google me, schmoogle me. You can see the early interviews that I did with Priscilla Renee before she was Money Long and had hours and hours. I always knew she was a talented singer and talented songwriter, and she's written for some of the best, including people like Rihanna with California King Bed. Just saying. And if you listen to the song, you can hear Money Long's influence and background vocals, I believe, as well. All right. So congratulations to all of those women. And Wendy, we are definitely praying for you. Someone else who needs prayer. Let me take a sip. Kanye West. So I've put Kanye West on pause. Like, you know how Andy put Dorinda on pause? I put Kanye West on pause. After the White Lives Matter fashion show that he threw, I was just like, okay, I'm done. And I'm also done with some of the commenters. Sometimes the commenters are more draining than Kanye. Go figure. Because everyone has an opinion. You know, we love everyone's opinion, but some people share their opinion in a way that I am right and you are wrong, and that is it. There's no discussion. And you know that's not how I roll. You know that's not how I roll. I'm willing to hear you out. And that's the thing with Kanye. Kanye says a lot of things that you're like, well, you know what? You have a point. And then he goes off and says all this other anti-black and recently anti-Semitism things. And now, and a lot, there's been a lot of debate back and forth. Well, when he was saying anti-black things, no one said anything to him. When he was saying, slavery was a choice, no one did anything to him. Well, as a community, we should have gotten together and did something and said, you know, we're not going to support your Yeezy stuff. We're not going to support your music. We're not going to support your Sunday service. Well, now Kanye is literally losing every single thing. Every single thing. His bank, his company, his billionaire status. Because, you know, that's a huge thing to him. Rightfully so. You can't, for your entertainment, for your own ego, for whatever game that you're playing in the media, you can't just say whatever you want to say. And I know a lot of people get away with saying a lot of things that they want to say without any repercussions. But I think Kanye has finally gone too far. However, some of you have been speculating that this was intentional because he's been wanting out of his deal with Adidas. Adidas was the most recent fallout and departure from partnerships together that happened to him, which took away his billionaire status, according to Forbes. And he's had a back and forth with Forbes for the last couple of years about his actual net worth. He believes he's worth a lot more. And you know what? Woo, 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 Kanye, you are in your head. I'm worth trillions of dollars in my head. But am I going to argue with Forbes? Am I DMing Forbes? You got it wrong? No. We can go on and on about Kanye, his anti-black statements, the anti-Semitism. We can go back and forth, and plenty of people have. But his statements are so dangerous that people have come out with their own just hate for groups that he's been talking about. Recently, I saw in California, they had that group, We Agree With Kanye. They had the whole banners out in LA. I was like, see? See why this is dangerous? But this goes back to what was happening back in 2016 and 2020. This is what we were talking about. This type of hate speech encourages other people to come out of the woodwork with their own hate. But I know some of you are saying, you know what? I want to know who those people are because they've been in the dark for too long and you thinking that these people are your friends. That part. So during BravoCon weekend, before I get into BravoCon weekend, there was this online battle between Nicki Minaj and Latto. And I was like, I'm so glad that I'm busy that I don't have time to even report on this story. Because right before that, we were talking about all this back and forth between Cardi B and some other female rappers. And as you know, a lot of what Cardi B was fighting against really was a fight between her and Nicki Minaj. That's what it really was. The battles that Cardi was having with these other female rappers really was a battle that was really happening between her and Nicki Minaj. At one point, Nicki Minaj changed her Twitter picture to JT because Cardi B and JT were arguing on social media. And then Cardi B, which she still has her Twitter handle, turned it into Remy Ma. Because, you know, there was a battle between Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj. So then Nicki Minaj had been complaining about what the Grammys were doing when it comes to categorizing music. And we can have a long conversation about why is her music not labeled hip hop? And she feels like they're setting her up for failure and not winning a Grammy because she has not won a Grammy. Look, The Weeknd and Drake have not submitted their music for Grammy consideration because they're over the Grammys and protesting the Grammys as well. Look, I grew up respecting and loving the Grammys as a musical artist. I wanted to win a Grammy, but the Grammys have lost their luster. Despite them trying to change the people behind the scenes, change their standards, change categories, they've lost their luster. I mean, people still, if you were to win a Grammy today, they're still like, yes, I want a Grammy. There are people that still have goals of being an EGOT. Hey, Candy. So I get it. People still revere the Grammys, but when you see large artists like The Weeknd and Drake saying, no, you don't, I'm not going to even put my music up for consideration for a Grammy. Sidebar, they've already won plenty. Nicki Minaj hasn't won one. So I get it. She's like, you guys are setting me up for failure. And there's been a lot of back and forth on Nicki Minaj bringing up Latto in her justification of what she was saying. And that turned into Latto and Nicki Minaj having their own side battle. We're not going to go into the nitty-gritty of it all. I'm glad that it stopped, kind of, sort of. I'm not gonna lie though. Nicki Minaj may, no matter how you feel about her, that when she said scratch off, I giggled to myself. I'm sorry, Lotto. I'm sorry. I want you to win, girl. But when she said scratch off, because I was like, wait, it caught me off guard. It caught me off guard, but it's okay. Hopefully they've made peace since then. There's all kind of, I don't know what is going on with female hip hop, but you guys don't do this with the male artists. The male artists aren't fighting like this, except the Migos. What's going on with the Migos? Well, there were rumors about, oh my God, I can't remember the specifics, but whether or not Sweetie slept with Offset, and that's what broke up the group. And then Cardi B went in the on-site's comment section and accused them of deleting her comments, saying that Offset's going to address the Sweetie rumors on his next album. Then so many of you in the comment section were saying nobody's listening to that. My elephant brain today? I'm outside bar, y'all. I'm getting so much done today at the time of this recording. This is, if you follow me on the Kempire Daily YouTube channel and you're like, Kempire, we didn't get a lot of content today. You got a couple of, quite a few shorts and at least one video. But I have to make time for the podcast. But I, not only that, I have to make time to make sure I pay my bills, make appointments with my nutritionist. I'm trying to do better, y'all. I'm getting older. I need to eat better. I mean, I don't eat that bad, but I could definitely do better, and I could definitely lose a couple of pounds. Okay, I'm trying to live my best life. All right, you know, and that's all about balance, and that's what I'm trying to figure out with everything that I do, along with the podcast. You know, I'm still trying to put energy into the podcast because that's where it all began, and of course, give you guys a lot of content on other platforms, TikTok, YouTube. Okay, BravoCon. You know, anytime that I'm on YouTube or live or just in my everyday life, I always have my Coldus water bottle near me. Coldus doesn't just have water bottles, but they do have all types of sizes, colors, and it keeps your water cold for 36 plus hours. But they have things for your pets, pillows for you, and they're launching sheets as well. I've even gotten ice packs, coolers from Coldus. Head on over to Coldus.com, but don't forget to use the discount code KEMP10 for 10% off of your order. More information will be available in the description of this episode. I know you're probably tired of hearing, oh, you should follow me here, you should follow me here. No, you're getting a different experience when you follow me on Twitter versus when you follow me on TikTok. TikTok, we have watch parties. Twitter, you're getting random thoughts on shows that I don't necessarily talk about anywhere else, or hot topics that I don't talk about anywhere else, or my random Kempisms. Follow me on Twitter at The Kempire and follow me on TikTok at The Kempire for our weekly watch parties and under a minute recaps. And while you're at it, follow me on Instagram because that's a whole other experience that you're not getting anywhere else. And while you're at it, why not follow our other pages at Kempire Daily, at Kempire Radio on all social media platforms. Thank you in advance. So, BravoCon. So, you know, I live in New York City. So, going to BravoCon, it wasn't on my to-do list, but luckily I got some tickets and I didn't have to pay for them because I probably wouldn't have gone. But I'm glad that I did because to me, it allowed me to meet other fellow content creators, meet a lot of you. I didn't realize how many people follow me and watch me on TikTok. I really should know better because I have like almost 300,000 followers on TikTok and almost 200,000 on YouTube. Yay for us. Just saying, thank you. So many people like, you're on TikTok, right? And I'm like, yeah. So that for me, and I know it sounds corny, but it's the truth. The best part of BravoCon for me was meeting so many people and seeing people's reaction to my content and all good people, you know, I didn't try and, you know, hang out with the Bravo celebrities and things like that. However, I did get to meet a few of them. A few of them I did get to meet, like Lisa Milan and Chanel Ayan from Real Housewives of Dubai. I also got to see Caroline Brooks separately. I didn't get to see all of them together. I was going to try and bring everyone together, but they weren't backstage. But that was day three. So there were a couple of Bravo celebrities that I did get to meet and see. We'll get back to that. So day one, well, before day one, so I had to make sure, because you have to know yourself. Know thyself. Okay. I don't live near the Javits Center, which is on like the West Side Highway. So I said, you know what? I'm going to get me a hotel. I'm going to pretend like I'm away, which was a situation. But I already knew me, because if I didn't do that, there was no way in hell, especially after day one of being on my feet all day, going to panel to panel. And I didn't even go to the after parties and things like that. And I could have. You got to know people. I didn't even go to those things. And I still, I don't remember my head falling to the pillow. I was tired. But so the night before, that Thursday night was like a rainy, cold day in New York City. But I loved it. I've been loving the rain lately. Anyone else? I've been like, maybe because I don't have to commute in it. You know, back in the day when I had to go back and forth to, you know, to work, you know, train, this and that. It's not as pleasurable when, especially when it's raining. So if I don't have to be in it, I don't mind a rainy day. Today, it's like an on-off rainy day. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. So then there's that. So I get there the night before. I get unpacked, get myself together, prepare myself for day one. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just sort of like a little bit anxious because I'm just like, oh, okay, what is this going to be? What is this going to be like? I don't want to have any awkward run-ins. I really should have thought maybe next year if I do go, I'll get a t-shirt that says I said what I said. And on the back, I meant it. But I have to say, the people that I met, the only one that really at least admitted to knowing who I was. And I'm not that I'm not saying like, oh, these people should know. I know a lot of people like in the comment section, not our community. The community knows that people are watching, that Bravo's watching. One of the people from the Bravo side of things to recognize me were the executive producers from Truly Original. And I'm just like this. I see them from the corner of my eye. Because the first panel that I even watched and attended at BravoCon was a panel on, oh, I forgot what the name of the panel was. But it was the producers. It was a producers panel, which to me, actually, I prefer to hear their perspectives. The producers from The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills was there, Ultimate Girls Trip, RHOP, RHOA. And they were giving us heads up on what Ultimate Girls Trip season 3. They said it's Scary Island on steroids. They even played a trailer, not during that panel, but during the Ultimate Girls Trip panel of season 3, which looks good. It looks good. I'm actually excited to recap that one. And that will be on Peacock, I believe. They're not paying me, but per usual. So I watched that panel, and I actually went in from the back. And no, see, there was a young lady that saw me. She's like, I know you. She's like, I know you. I was like, Do you? Like, do you? She invited me to Heather McDonald's, I guess, show. I guess she had an extra ticket. She's like, if you want to go. And I was already thinking to myself, I don't really know you. And I'm not sure how this day is going to go either. And I'm not sure what I'm doing after BravoCon, because you just never know. But I was like, thank you. But after that, I'm walking around BravoCon because there's so many bazaars. I have to say, the first day that I got there, and shout out to the Black-owned business that was, you know, they had a couple of different businesses that were not Bravo Liberty related businesses. And I saw this black-owned business there, this black guy, and I needed something because I went there trying to be cute. One day I had a corduroy button down on, but it was burning up in the BravoCon in the Javits Center. So I was sweating when I got, and I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'm going to buy a t-shirt. And I could have bought a t-shirt from one of the Bravo Liberty stuff or from BravoCon's situation. But I saw him. It was kismet. And I was just like, I'm going to get a t-shirt. So I bought a t-shirt. It went perfectly with my outfit. And I was happy to support a black owned business at BravoCon. Okay. That was not Bravo related. So I was hot and sweaty. But the first person that I saw that I knew was Jason from Up and Adam. And we've never met. So seeing each other was like, oh my gosh, hey, how are you? Haven't seen or spoken to him in months. So we see each other, we catch up. He's like, oh my God, we should do dinner. All the things, all the greetings. And then, of course, we take a picture. He sends it to Adam and Adam calls me. And that's how Adam and all of us connected. And I'll talk more about that a little bit later. So after that, I'm just walking around, just trying to, you know, look at things and see what else I can get into. I didn't do any of the, they had all these little cool booths where you could take pictures or do video, pretend like you're a housewife. I didn't do any of those things. They had a hair thing. I don't have hair, so useless to me. I was just sort of like hanging around looking at, to me, if you really wanted to see some of the Bravo celebrities, it was in the bazaar of their merchandise. So, because every once in a while they would come out and take pictures with fans and sell some things. Caroline Stanberry, and you know I've given her the heat, but I have to give it to her. She came out there at one point, I think it was like day two. She had been standing out there for like 2 hours signing and taking pictures with fans. But she's a tourist, so I'm not surprised that she's a nice, lovely person. I never said that she was a terrible person. I just said she was boring. I didn't meet her, though. You know who I did see backstage on day three? I'm going to skip around. Y'all know how we do, because to me it's relevant. On day three, because day three, I caught up with Up and Adam, and he had a guest pass, so he was like, let's go backstage. He was like, do you want to go backstage? I was like, sure, let's go backstage. I'm like, because this is day three. Day one and day two, I've seen everything. And then I felt like it was, by day three, more and more people were attending. So it was like thousands of people walking around. You know, I don't love to be around all of that. And thank God I did not catch a COVID. I didn't catch a cold. I didn't catch nothing. I didn't even catch feelings. So Adam and I go backstage on day three. And I'm meeting and seeing people. I met Sheree. I met Brandy Glanville. I saw Heather Gay. Of course, I got to see Lisa and Chanel from Real Housewives of Dubai. We took pictures together. That was our first time meeting in person. Oh no, that's not the first time I met Chanel, but that was my first time meeting Lisa. I got to meet them. I got to meet the OLG ladies, Mama Joyce and Aunt Bertha, and all of them. They were really, really sweet. Cynthia Bailey was lovely. Cynthia, and this is literally right after I'm reporting about her divorce. I'm sure she's not watching those videos. You never know. Because I also ran into Drew Sidora backstage, and she was like, I know you. She's like, I'm scared to watch some of your videos, but I love you. And that really warmed my heart to Drew. And I was like, you know what? Those are the people that I love that get it. I'm doing a job. I'm reporting. And she's like, just be nice to me in the next one. I said, no promises. But I liked it. But you know what else? Okay. I don't remember if I talked about this on YouTube. But when I was backstage, I got to speak with Giselle. And Giselle, are you guys nice to me on YouTube? And then luckily she got sidetracked by someone else. So that conversation was like, okay. Just saying. So I didn't see Robin backstage. Giselle, beautiful. I have to say, there was not anyone that I saw up close and personal that I thought, like, ooh, wait, let me think. Let me think. Even Phaedra. I know people, when I posted a photo of Phaedra, they were like, she looks nothing like her airbrushed. Yeah, but she didn't look terrible either. But everyone, for me, looked really good up close and personal. I saw Whitney Rose backstage. Whitney Rose, I don't know. I don't know if, remember, it's a weekend of these housewives running around, taking pictures, doing all the things. She just seemed a little dazed. Like, I didn't even hear her speak, but it was just sort of like, she's looking up, and I'm like, oh, all right. All right. I don't know. Look, people, I saw some of the BravoCon fans drinking at 10 o'clock in the morning. I don't know if that's what the situation was, but she seemed out of it. Candy also seemed out of it too, but not in the same way. Candy just seemed like she was tired and over it. You know how Candy is. But Candy had just eaten when I saw her. I did introduce myself to Candy because Candy doesn't know who Kempire is. Because I was walking past her bazaar when Candy was out there, and Jamie, Candy's videographer and does all the things, she stopped me. She was like, Kempire. And I was like, yes, because I just assumed, because I don't think I've ever seen Jamie before, so I just assumed that it was her, maybe because I saw her videoing, and then she introduced me to Don Juan, and Don Juan, first of all, respect to Don Juan, because Don Juan has known of how hard and how long I've been doing this. Some of you think that I'm new to this. Don Juan knows that I've been doing this for a very long time. So he was giving my flowers in that moment. But he was like, what side of the fence are you on today? I've been really kind to Candy. But when I have to report on the stories, taxes or lose, I report on things. Remember when Candy was going off on the Chick-fil-A person? I had to do the story. And I'm going to keep doing the story. Sorry, y'all don't pay my bills. But no, he was giving me a lot of love and respect. And Jamie says that she would like for me to interview Candy at some point later this year. So stay tuned. Stay tuned. You know, I don't really interview the housewives because I like to keep a distance. That's part of the reason why I didn't go. Because Adam did say I could go backstage with him. I think like on day one or something like that. And I was just like, no, it's OK. I'm going to go to a panel. And I'm glad because I wanted to go to the panels. That for me is what BravoCon is. I know for a lot of you, it was about the photos and things like that, which is fine. Everyone has a different purpose for why they're going. All right. So let me see. Day one, I ran into that. And I did mostly day one. I was just attending panels. I attended the RHOA panel on day one. I think it was day one. I can't remember at this point. It all came together. The producers panel. So when I'm back out amongst, you know, outside of a panel, I'm walking around and I hear someone say Kempire, and it's the producers. Okay, so some of the producers, quite a few of the producers, that they were having their own conversation, and one of the RHOP producers, I believe, and RHOA producers, she stopped me and she was just like, They do watch. And I know people thought it's my ego. No, I've heard from people close to the situation that have said to me, these people are watching. They said this, they said that. They're watching. And that's when they dropped me some tea. Well, they didn't really drop me some tea. And this, I probably shouldn't have said anything, but they probably knew by telling me I was going to say something, I guess, about a new spinoff. A spinoff for us people, our black people. Look, I'm just going to say it here because, you know, on YouTube, I was just like, No, apparently it's going to be a spinoff in the vein of something. I mean, I heard the name. I don't know if I want to say the name yet. Okay, this is the podcast, Martha's Vineyard. So something related to that. It's been shot already. See, this is why you listen to the podcast. And now when I release this on YouTube, the podcast folks have already heard it. Bloop. Okay. So they did tell me a little bit about that. She said they're telling me this because they want me to talk about it. They want me to review it. They do. And I love that for me. I love that for us. We're influencing people. And I'm happy to see these producers that stopped me were black people. Loved it. Black and brown people. Just saying. So I thought that was really cool. I was just like, oh, damn. The first people to really stop me were, were the producers. I loved it, though. I love that for us. All right. So one other day, I was going into another panel, speaking of meeting people. Like I said, there were quite a few times that people stopped me and just were saying that I'm praying for you. I love what you're doing. Just so many uplifting words. The best part. I'm late for a panel. I forgot what panel I was going in for. I think it was like a cooking panel. So I'm going from the front of the panel. The panel has already started. So I'm trying to go, you know, not make a scene as I come in. So I'm just like, but these group of young ladies, they scream, Kempire! And I'm just like, hi. Because I didn't want to be rude, but I also didn't want to interrupt the panel. But they eventually came back before the panels, because quite a few people would attend a panel, but they wanted to get in line for something else. So you would see like a mass exodus of people during a panel. So they came over and they took a picture with me. I was like, shout out to all of you. I appreciate all the love. Like that, again, was the best part of BravoCon for me. Is meeting all of you guys and receiving your uplifting love. Because, like, look, we get it in the comment section, but we get a lot of, you know, not a lot, but we get some negativity in the comment section. So to go to BravoCon, so I can only imagine what the Bravo celebrities are, specifically people like Cynthia Bailey, who's going through a divorce and, you know, dealing with that. The amount of love that was at BravoCon for these Bravo celebrities, I know it really, it had to just give them a level of a high that no drug could even touch. Just saying. Because I got a little bit of love and I was just like, this is wonderful. Thank you. So on day two, so I was at the RHOA panel and I remember seeing Norman. You know Norman from the Wendy Williams show? And I forgot to talk about this during my recap of BravoCon on the Kempire Daily YouTube channel. So, Norman, I had seen him just like walking by, but I'm not that person. I'm not going up to people like, oh, hey, Norman, especially because we've covered Wendy Williams extensively on YouTube. And again, I know you guys think I'm crazy when I say people are watching. Some of our best videos, our most watched videos, are the Wendy Williams stuff. And I know that these producers have seen some of the coverage on YouTube. Okay? So Norman, I had seen Norman around, but I'm like, I'm not going up to Norman to be like, hey, Norman! No, I'm not doing that. So I did see Norman, but here's the funny part. Remember Tana, one of the duo from Love Match Atlanta? I had just done a interview with Shay and Lamont and talked about all the behind the scenes tea. They told me Tana was coming to BravoCon and that she was coming with Dr. Simone. They're good friends. So I saw Tana on one of the other sides of, you know, locations at BravoCon. And I saw her and I went up to her and was like, hey, because there are plenty of people there that I just never saw. That are content creators, or I just never saw them because it was just so many people. And if you're not in the same space, and I'm big on energy though. If your energy doesn't match, you're not going to meet people. So, and it doesn't mean bad energy. It doesn't match. So I see Tana and I see her with some young woman and then she looks so familiar to me. I'm like, why does she look familiar to me? It was Dr. Simone's sister. Who, you know, I've been doing a watch of the older season. So that's why her face is so fresh in my mind. She was lovely. I really enjoyed her. She has no idea. I don't think she has any idea what I say about Dr. Simone on the show. I don't think so. She was very sweet to me. But hearing her speak, I'm like, oh my gosh. Even if I didn't figure out later that was her sister, I could tell from the way that she spoke. They speak very similar. But she was really, really nice. I enjoyed her. But during this conversation, Tana is like, oh my God, that's Norman from the Wendy Williams show. And so she stops him and says, hey, how are you? And then she's like, she introduces us. She's like, oh, you know, this is Kempire. He has a fantastic YouTube channel. People promote me better than I promote myself. And he's like, oh, wonderful. But here's the thing. I'm not saying he has to know who I am. I'm not that person. But I am very intuitive. And his reaction to me, I could tell he knew who I was. I could tell. Because he was playing it off like, oh. And then he had to make sure. She's like, oh, how's the show going? And, you know, with the Sherry Shepherd show. He's like, the way he tried to sell what's going on at the Sherry Shepherd show made me know. He knows who I am because he knows if he says anything else. Not that he would say anything terrible anyway. But I just could tell. You know when you could vibe? This person knows exactly who I am. And they are making sure that they say all the right things. I could tell from his body language. I could tell. Hey, Norman, if you're watching this. I thought it was hilarious. I mean, obviously, I know who he is. He's been on the Wendy Williams show for countless years and on camera. It's not like he was one of the behind-the-scenes producers. But so when she and I specifically stayed away because I'm like, I'm not trying to engage these people. I'm not going to try and be fake and phony. I'm not doing that, okay? I'm not doing that. So I thought that was interesting. But I was like, that's a story I have not told. On day three, I meet up with Adam. I mean, I attended a panel earlier in the day. The RHOP panel for me was the best panel of the entire BravoCon thing that I attended because I didn't attend all the panels. As you know, the Beverly Hills panel was like melee. I saw when the people were running in that direction and I was like, I'm not going in that direction. It's not that deep. I wanted to attend the Beverly Hills panel, but I was like, it's not that deep. And I'm glad that I didn't, because that the melee of it all and the security ended up being tighter the next couple of days after. That was on the first day. So on the third day, I'm backstage. I go backstage with Adam. I finally meet up with Adam because I think I saw Adam on day two, I think. I think I saw him on day two. And we talked for a little bit, but we really hung out on day three backstage. And we talked and we caught up. We went through it because, you know the things. We've talked about it. I'm not going to rehash any of that stuff. But we had our own conversation. To me, it was such a... This is someone I collaborated with for months, and for multiple times on YouTube. So our banter back and forth were very, very easy. Talk that talk. We get into the conversation and we move forward. And we talk about some other stuff. You know, behind the scenes stuff. And then Adam's very good about, you know, going up to some of these Bravo people, and I'm just like this. But Adam's really nice to people on YouTube. I'm very direct. I'm just like, and shady. Okay. Just say it. So we took all kinds of photos with a bunch of different Bravo celebrities, but Adam and I didn't take one photo, just us. And I was like, we don't have one photo of us? I don't know. Things happen. It wasn't intentional. It's not like we're beefing. Calm down. So we were backstage most of day three, just hanging out, meeting different people. I saw Caroline Brooks. I met Candy. That's when I met Brittany Rhodes. I saw Heather Gay. I even saw Dr. Heavenly backstage, and she was very quiet. I expected her, because that Married to Medicine BravoCon panel was a mess. A mess. Who else did I see backstage? Cynthia Bailey, lovely, inside and out. Beautiful in person as well, but just her spirit, really great. Giselle, I don't know about Giselle. I don't know. She was nice. She wasn't terrible. Brandi Glanville was actually really nice. Who else did I see backstage? I'm trying to remember everyone that I saw backstage. There were so many people backstage. Kyle Richards was backstage. And I am looking forward to not talk about Beverly Hills, at least for the next few months. And I know more tea will be coming out from filming, and I am so over these Team Kathy and these Team Rena people. Both, I know some of you identify as such. Here's the thing. I think we're also well-balanced people that watch and listen to the podcast. We understand that Kathy Hilton's not an innocent party whatsoever. Her family has had a problematic history for a very long time. But the Team Kathy and the Team Rena, I see through both of them. To be honest with you, I see through both of them. And now this week, Erica Jayne apparently accuses Kathy during the reunion of using a homophobic slur. Here's the thing. It's the messenger. It's the same when we were talking about the whole NeNe situation. It's the messenger. It's like, you guys have no credibility. And I saw a Twitter user tweet to me in regards to the story. She was like, at least Erica Jayne was the same person that said that the victims were lying. And I'm like, you got a point. So it's the messenger. But Lisa Rinna, I really don't think she's coming back. Because first of all, she was booed at BravoCon. And she thought it was like the best thing. I don't think she thought it was the best thing. But her behavior over the weekend, using Paris Hilton's trauma in her clapback at Kathy Hilton, and then holding a fake gun, obviously, and then saying, where's Patrick Summers? Like, really? Like, her behavior to me is saying that she is not coming back, because like, how do you come back from something like that? Her publicist has denied that it was her, and that picture was from on the set of Days of Our Lives. There were a lot of people that saw her post this on her Instagram story. In regards to the Kathy Hilton homophobic slur, according to TMZ, they had did a Bravo investigation, and it basically rounded out to being a he said, she said situation. All right. Kathy, don't come back next season. It's not worth your time or your energy. But you know what? Kathy loves the love. The lines for Kathy Hilton at BravoCon were long. And I was actually surprised. I think people loved Kathy last season, but they fell more in love with her because of their hate for Lisa Rinna. to me, all of it's just very toxic because I'm just like, I am done of talking about these women. I am done. But I'm also done talking about BravoCon. BravoCon is officially done. I don't want to talk about it anymore. It was a great experience. I'm so glad I got to see some really great content creators and so many of you that reached out to me or came to me and said, you love the content. Thank you so much. I'm just being myself and that's all I can ever be. We ended BravoCon by me, Adam, Jason, and Emily Z. Baker going out for dinner, which was the best way to end BravoCon. Catching up, talking about lives, things, what's coming up, what, you know, all kinds of really cool things. So that for me was the best part of BravoCon as well. And thank you to all of you that have been supporting, rating and reviewing the podcast, sharing the podcast, telling people you need to listen to the podcast too. It's a different experience. Yeah, we talk about some things that are similar, but it's also a different experience because we're talking about other things. And if you missed it, the last couple of weeks, we had Nancy, who was talking about Vedic astrology. We had a couple of weeks before that, we had Nicole talking about Reiki and how energy healing can help you. And then this past week, we had Matchmakers, you know, from Love Match Atlanta. It's a different experience here on the podcast. Let's continue all of this conversation in the comment section on Twitter. Follow me there. All the information will be available in the episode or in the description box. And the visual version will be available on the Kempire Radio YouTube channel. So be sure to subscribe there if you haven't already. That way you can see my facial expressions as I talk about these stories and more. Thank you all for being here. Have a great day.
Thanks for tuning into The Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. The Kempire Radio Network is available on Google and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and for more links, head on over to kempireradio.com. Don't forget to rate and review the podcast, and thanks for listening.